The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill over the weekend that would provide security assistance to Taiwan, Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. partners. Included in the bill was a $1.9 billion package to provide Taiwan with military equipment and training, as well as provide other assistance to regional partners. Let's hear from U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Taiwan's Defense Ministry spokesman.
It's a dangerous time. Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together, and they're being aggressors around the globe. I think we did our work here, and I think history will judge it well.
The Ministry of Defense would like to express its gratitude to the U.S. House of Representatives for agreeing to allocate $8.12 billion to ensure peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, even as conflicts in the Middle East intensify and Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine continues.
The spokesman said with the passage of the bill, the ministry would continue to coordinate with the U.S. to strengthen combat readiness and safeguard national security and peace across the Taiwan Strait. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has announced a $6.6 billion grant to Taiwan's top chip manufacturer for semiconductor production in Arizona, which includes a third facility that will bring the tech giant's investment in the U.S. state to $65 billion. Voice of America's White House correspondent Anita Powell reports.
A single semiconductor transistor is smaller than a grain of sand, but billions of them, packed neatly together on a chip, can connect the world, control weapons of war, and someday even drive your car. But U.S. production of this American-born technology has fallen off in recent decades.
As a nation, we used to produce 40% microchips for the whole world. Now we are producing less than 10%.
Biden administration announced $6.6 billion in funding for the world's top chip maker to build a third facility in the state of Arizona. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company says it will put the U.S. on track to produce 20% of the world's leading-edge semiconductors by the end of the decade. The funding comes from the bipartisan 2022 CHIPS and Science Act, which President Joe Biden highlighted that year in a visit to TSMC's first Arizona facility.
America manufacturing is back, folks. America manufacturing is back.
Engineers say the legislation addresses a key weakness in American chip manufacturing.
We've just gotten in this cycle of the last 15 to 20 years where innovation has slowed down. It's all about financial results, investor payouts and stock buybacks. And we've lost that innovation muscle. And the CHIPS Act, pulling that together with the CHIPS Act, is the perfect opportunity to restore that.
But they say America urgently needs talent. The White House says this new investment could create 25,000 construction and manufacturing jobs. Are there enough workers to feed this need?
Our engineering college is the largest in the country with over 33,000 enrolled students. And still, we're hearing from companies across the semiconductor industry that they're not able to get the talent that they need in time.
TSMC in 2022 broke ground on a facility that makes some of the world's most advanced chips. With each jump, chip production can get more and more complex and expensive. Can the country that made the mighty chip keep up? Biden's betting on it. For Levi Stallings in Flagstaff, Arizona, Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
And back in Taiwan, TSMC's domestic expansion is fueling demand in the real estate market as highly paid engineers snap up homes near factories. This trend has been observed in Tainan, Jiayi, and Kaohsiung. Last month, more than 300 of 800 pre-sale units in a residential complex were sold to TSMC staff. Let's hear from a real estate agent.
One month ago, on a Saturday, there was a pre-sale offering. It started at 9 in the morning. By noon, all units were sold. There were more than 800 units, and deposits were taken for more than 500. Among those 500 buyers, there were more than 300 associated with TSMC.
According to property transaction records, prices have surged in areas near TSMC facilities in Tainan's Anding District, Kaohsiung's Nanzi District, and Miaoli's Zhunan Township, Property prices have climbed more than 70% over the last 3 years. After a 12-year hiatus, the National Middle School Athletic Games is being conducted once again in the capital, Taipei. The game's opening ceremony was held Saturday night with the attendance of Taipei Mayor Jiang Wan-an, Premier Chen Jianren, and Vice President Lai Ching-te. Lai mentioned during his remarks that he'll be pushing for an upgrade of the sports administration to become the Ministry of Sports and Sports Industry Development.
Singer Will Xu sang with a joint orchestra made up of members of Jia Shou and Dunhua Junior High School's orchestras at the Taipei Arena, mesmerizing the audience. The uniform movements of the Taipei First Girls High School Marching Band, as well as a dance that integrated traditional skills with modern art, were part of four sets of performances that kicked off the 2024 National Middle School Athletic Games. After a 12-year hiatus, the most important annual sporting event for Taiwan's middle school students is being held in Taipei once again. From April 20th to 25th, teenage athletes from around the nation will gather here to compete against one another in 22 different sports. Classes are suspended for 4 days starting April 22nd in 150 schools so that sports facilities on campus can be used for the games and students can participate.
I believe that this year's National Games in Taipei will be very exciting, and I guarantee that in this year's Games, there will be athletes who will go on to win gold medals at the Olympics and Asian Games in the future.
In addition to Mayor Jiang, Education Minister Pan Wenzhong, Premier Chen Jianren, and Vice President Lai Ching-te were all on hand at the event to cheer on the contestants.
I like to use the Olympic motto to motivate everyone, and that is faster, higher, stronger, together. During my presidential campaign, I promised a sports policy, and that is we should upgrade the sports administration to become the Ministry of Sports and Sports Industry Development. We will continue to promote Guidance Program 2.0 for outstanding athletes.
In addition to promoting the development of the sports industry, both the central and local governments have spared no effort to cultivate Taiwan's future athletic stars through the annual National Games for Youths.
Lots of young people want to start a business, and 22-year-old Zhan Junxiang did just that. An athlete who played baseball up until graduation, Zhan decided to become an entrepreneur after high school, first working in a food truck. Once he learned business basics, he set up a small burger stand outside his home in Banqiao. Now he has taken his business a step further by opening his own burger shop in East Taipei.
Zhan Junxiang uses both hands to beat the air out of freshly ground beef, then puts it on the griddle and fries it until the outer layer is slightly charred. First comes lettuce, then the patty, bacon, and onions, topped with a mild barbecue sauce that completes this American-style burger. Toasted sugar and rich peanut butter add even more flavor that will make your mouth water.
We prepare all the ingredients ourselves, right down to grinding the beef. I've even tried many different kinds of sauces over time.
Jan may be just 22 years old, but he already has his own burger shop in East Taipei. Although he played baseball since he was young, he went into business because he felt uncertain about his future after graduating from high school.
I didn't go to university, so after graduating high school, I felt kind of lost. I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Ever since I was young, it was just sports, sports, sports. But the food industry is not that hard to get into. Anyone can do it.
A friend introduced him to a food truck owner who taught him how to make burgers, purchase goods, and keep basic accounts. Then he started his own small business, setting up a griddle outside his home in Banqiao.
At that time, we actually wanted to start a food truck, but didn't have enough funds. So I resorted to setting up a small food stand. After opening the restaurant in East Taipei, our sales shot up. Usually, our daily turnover will be over 10,000 NT.
At the small stand in Banqiao, the daily turnover was around 3,000 NT at most. But after gathering a year of experience and moving to Taipei, revenue increased and the customers became steadier. At such a young age, he is already a successful entrepreneur building his dreams.
Well, it has been a balmy weekend, but the good weather will end soon. Starting Monday, two waves of moisture will begin to arrive, leading to inclement weather. Let's hear from a meteorologist.
The first wave will last from Monday to Wednesday, and the second wave will start on Thursday. The impact from these two waves of moisture will be short spurts of rain, but they will likely be on the intense side and may also cause some damage.
The Central Weather Administration says the strongest front will arrive on Tuesday and will last for 6 days. From Tuesday to Sunday, people need to watch out for short-term heavy rainfall, which may be accompanied by lightning and strong gusts and possibly lead to flooding.